Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Thumma la'atiyannahum min bayni aydihim wa min khalfihim wa an aymanihim wa an shama'ilihim wa la tajidu aktharahum shakirin. Qala akhruj minha madhuman madhura. لمن تبعك منهم لأملأن جهنم منكم أجمعين صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders and our mothers at home listening with the receiver, Alhamdulillah, we heard tonight's Tarawih, the ninth juz. So it was a continuation of Surah Al-A'raf, and then towards the end, the last quarter, we sat Surah Al-Anfal. Yesterday I explained A'raf, the people of A'raf, the dialogue between the people of Jannat and Jahannam and the people of A'raf. But in last night's Tarawih, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the incident of Adam alayhi salatu salam, and Allah ta'ala created him, and Allah mentioned, Allah commanded the angels to bow down to Adam, فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا Iblis, and all of them prostrated beside Iblis, and we discussed this in the beginning as well. But in this particular surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained the reason when Allah ta'ala asked Iblis, قَالَ مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ. When I commanded you to prostrate to Adam, what stopped you from that? Why didn't you prostrate? So he said, قَالَ, Shaitan said, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنُهُ. I am better than Adam. And the reason he gave, خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. You created me from fire, and you created him from clay, from sand. So fire is more powerful than sand. Fire is superior to sand. Therefore, I am superior to Adam. Hence, why should I bow down to him? This is arrogance and pride. This was one of the very first sicknesses or diseases. And that is the sickness of pride. Or the very first sin to take place is the sin of Iblis, where he did not listen and obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the result and the consequence of that was Allah ta'ala then dispelled him, Allah ta'ala threw him out, expelled him from Jannat. قَالَ فَهْبِطْ مِنْهَا فَمَا يَكُونُ لَكَ أَن تَتَكَبَّرَ فِيهَا. You have no right to be proud and arrogant. فَخْرُجْ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. Allah ta'ala removes him. Allah says, come out from here in a despicable way. And Shaitan had then taken the courage to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a chance. قَالَ أَنْظِرْنِي إِلَىٰ يُومِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Till the day of Qiyamah. Allah gives him the chance. And this is the whole test for you and I. Shaitan is our enemy. And what did Shaitan say? What did he say in another verse? لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, I am going to sit in your straight path, and I am going to mislead mankind. لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And I will attack man from every direction. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ. I'll come from in front of mankind. And from behind. وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ. وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ. From his right hand side. وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. From his left hand side. So these are the four directions. Shaitan will attack man. In other words, he will cause whisperings, insinuations. He will entice man. He will deceive us. He will try his level best. And when he took this promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is going to mislead mankind, of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that respite. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Shaitan that you will not be able to mislead every person beside those people who voluntarily follow you and obey you. The rest of mankind, you will not be able to mislead. But Shaitan, when he took this promise, till the day of Qiyamah, he works tirelessly. He doesn't give up hope. He continues day and night, every moment, to mislead mankind. So he comes from the front. Some Mufassirin explain, comes from the front. He will as though block you from desiring Jannat and working towards achieving Jannah. So he'll bring such type of doubts and he'll bring such type of distractions that will move you away and you move your attention away, take away your attention and your focus from gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will cause doubts in your mind, as I mentioned before, shubuhat. And he'll come from behind and he'll pull you towards, not physically, but by putting things in your mind, in your heart, whisperings. He'll take you towards dunya, the love of dunya. He'll come from the right and left hand side, causing you to slip into sin, to vice, evil. So, well, this is what shaitan is going to do. He'll try from every angle to mislead man. Some ulama and mufassireen have written a beautiful point here. Just by the way, mentioning this, you find here, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned four directions, from the front, behind, right-hand side, and left-hand side. He has not mentioned from above and below. He hasn't mentioned min fawqihim wa min tahtihim. And the reason some of them have given is that shaitan will come all these ways, but Allah has kept the way above open. Banda raises his hands and he just supplicates to Allah, "Oh Allah, you protect me." Yani yarfa'u yadayhi ila as-sama'i bil khudu', with humility he raises his hands towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from above, and shaitan cannot then trouble him, cannot entice him when he has the help of Allah ta'ala. And taht, he goes into sajda and he shows his humbleness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he goes below, he goes into the ground and he beseeches the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had expelled shaitan from there, and Allah ta'ala said, لَمَن تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنْكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Those who follow you, shaitan, from amongst mankind, then I will fill Jahannam with all of you. May Allah ta'ala protect us from Jahannam. Allah ta'ala had also mentioned then Adam alayhi salatu salam, and when he and Hawa were thrown down into the world and they regretted the wrong they did, and finally they made the dua, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. That, oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. We have wronged, we have made zulam upon ourselves. Oh Allah, if you do not forgive us and you don't have mercy upon us, we'll be from the losers. We'll be from the losers. So Allah Ta'ala then answered the dua of Adam alayhi salatu salam. And this is the dua that we should make the moment we slip, the moment we make an error, make a mistake. ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Acknowledge our fault, confess our wrong, and show humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, if you don't show mercy, if you don't forgive, then nobody else can forgive us, and we'll be from the losers. So may Allah Ta'ala protect all of us, may Allah Ta'ala give us hidayat, and protect us from the attacks of shaitan. The month of Ramadan, shayateen are changed. إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانْ فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمْ وَصُفِّدَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. When Ramadan comes, the doors of paradise are wide open. Doors of Jahannam are shut. And shayateen are all chained. But despite that, many a time we find ourselves still slipping into guna, and that is because we have become so accustomed to guna the entire year, and our nafs we have not suppressed. So the effort in the month of Ramadan is suppressing our nafs every moment. We are tempted towards evil, say la, refrain, restrain yourself. You want to become angry, don't give vent to your anger. You have some jealousy, think no, it is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some malice comes into your heart, remove it from the heart immediately. This is what we have to do every moment of Ramadan to really get that taqwa, la'allakum tattaqun. Otherwise, Ramadan will go past. Already you can see 1 week is already, last week, Tuesday was the first Taraweeh, so 1 week has gone already. And before we know it, Ramadan is over, and then we will ask ourselves, how much of spiritual effort I have made upon myself? Ulama and mashayikh have written, any person who makes real effort and mujahada on his nafs in the month of Ramadan, then he will find the remaining of the year, Allah Ta'ala will make it very, very easy for him. So all depends on the effort we make here now, during these days, on our nafs. And then even when shaitan is released after the month of Ramadan, it won't be difficult for us. We'll be able to combat nafs and shaitan. May Allah give us a tawfiq and hidayat. Another very beautiful verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about those who reject my signs. Allah says, سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ. This is the word we should try and learn. Istidraj. Istidraj simply means Allah ta'ala gives rope. Allah gives respite. Allah ta'ala allows the person to continue in his wrong. It is an azab, a punishment in disguise. Many a times this question comes to us, that man, he's a disbeliever. Yet he seems to be so prosperous and he's so successful in all his ventures. Look at his dunya, he seems to be so happy. That in reality is an azab upon him. Allah is giving him rope. Continue, continue, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. And the more he's enjoying himself in the pleasures of this world and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heavier is going to be his punishment. Also, many times, outwardly it seems that that person has a very beautiful and serene life. But inside, only he knows what he's going through. Restlessness, taking sleeping pills, his pareshan. He's not at ease, he's not at peace. It seems outwardly that he seems to have everything, you know, for him in this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ. We give him istidraj. In the other night we read, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبَوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. When they abandoned what they were reminded of, when they forgot what they were reminded of, in other words, about believing in Allah, following the Rasul, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying the Rasul. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. So, Allah didn't give them instant punishment. Allah gave them respite. What Allah actually did, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah says, we open for them doors of everything. Money, plentiful. Cars, plentiful. Luxury, plenty. Holiday, whatever they, you see, and they desired, Allah gave it to them. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا. Until when they were gloating and rejoicing over what they were given. Ulama explained there are two types of happiness. One happiness, Allah gives the person, he's a believer, he's a sincere believer, he's happy with the ni'mat Allah has given him, and he makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a good happiness. Allah gave us, alhamdulillah, I'm happy Allah gave me. Make shukr. The other one is, the person gets many bounties and he thinks that all this was because of his own efforts. And he gloats over this. إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلِهِمْ وَآتَيْنَهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ وَلِلْ قُوَ إِذْ قَالَهُ قُومُ لَا تَفْرَحْ. Same word. Qarun was gloating over all the things he had, the riches he had. And the people warned him, don't show this arrogance and be proud over yourselves. And Allah does not love people who are proud over themselves. So one type of happiness is when you got some ni'mat, you make shukr. The other happiness is not happiness, but you are gloating over the things that you are enjoying in this world. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them plenty and they began to gloat over what they were given, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. Achanak humne unko pakar liya. Suddenly Allah Ta'ala made grift of them. Allah caught them suddenly. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Then they were dumbfounded. They didn't know from what happened. They became awestruck. They were shocked. They were terrified. They were full of despair. Dumbfounded. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, إِنَّ بَطْشَ رَبِّكَ لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah's catch is very severe. May Allah protect us. So outwardly, do not fall for the list of the richest people in the world. Oh, look what, how many billions he's got. Hey, what palaces he may have got. And what mansions he owned. And look at the cars. Boy, when the man passes away, what does he take in his qabr? Absolutely nothing but his kafan. Absolutely nothing but his kafan. What happened to all the riches in the world? He takes nothing with him. So this is nothing for us to look at the lifestyle of the disbelievers or the sinners, and we try to aspire what they have got, and we want to be like them. Never. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this dunya. Use whatever you require. Be content. content with Allah, what Allah Ta'ala has given. Allah says, wa umli lahum. Allah says, I give them chance. Inna kaydi mateen. And my kaid, my plan is very, very strong. So this was also another verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed and mentioned. Then also Allah Rabbul Izzat spoke about the Bani Israel, where they were not allowed to fish on a Saturday. But they made a hila, a plan. They put their nets on a Saturday, because on a Saturday, the fish was coming in abundance. وَاسْأَلْهُمْ عَلِ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي كَانَتْ حَاضِرَةِ الْبَحْرِ إِذْ يَعْدُونَ فِي السَّبْتِ إِذْ تَأْتِيهِمْ حِيتَانُهُمْ يَوْمَ سَبْتِهِمْ شُرَّعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about these people, the Yahud, on a Saturday, day of Sabbath, they were prohibited. Why were they prohibited? Allah ta'ala had given them many instructions and they disobeyed all those instructions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them through this one more test. That's why Allah ta'ala says, نَبْلُوهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ. We tested them with this fish on Saturday because they were transgressing all the other laws they disobeyed. So now Allah puts them to another test. There's fish coming, but you can't fish on Saturday. And all the other days, no fish. Allah ta'ala made it such, it just flows away elsewhere, some other tributary. It's not coming here into the stream where they were. So what they did, they put their nets, and they didn't go physically catch fish on Saturday, but because the fish, Allah ta'ala says, حِتَانُهُمْ يَوْمَ سَبْتِهِمْ شُرَّعَ إِذْ تَأْتِيهِمْ حِتَانُهُمْ يَوْمَ سَبْتِهِمْ شُرَّعَ. The fish on Saturday would come in so much, in such abundance, so much, the fish would come, and they would jump out of the water. In other words, they would come openly, so much that the heads were also sticking out. You could see so many. In some countries of the world, like Bangladesh and all, people have said that when you go, it's the fish jumping out, so many, so much of fish there is there. So Allah Ta'ala gave them plentiful. But this was the test for them not to fish on Saturday. يَوْمَ لَا يَسْبِتُوا لَا تَأْتِيهِمْ. Besides Saturday, the fish would not come. But they still did that. And they transgressed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذْ قَالَتْ أُمَّةٌ مِّنْهُمْ لِمَ تَعِثُونَ قَوْمًا إِلَّهُ مُهْلِكُمْ وَمُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. Among the believers, there were those who said that, why are you going and breaking your head over these people? Why are you warning them? Why are you advising them? When Allah is going to destroy them, Allah is going to punish them, severe punishment. So the others who was trying to, the level best to stop them, and making this nahi al munkar, and warning them that do not do this. قَالُوا مَعَذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. At least on the day of Qiyamah, we can tell Allah, Allah, we tried. We tried. These people didn't listen. وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. There is a possibility that they may just refrain. Again, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا. But when they discarded, they abandoned, مَا هُكِّرُوا بِهِ, when they forgot what they were warned, أَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ يَنْهُونَ عَنِ السُّءِ, Allah Ta'ala says, we then gave safety and we saved those who were prohibiting them from this evil. وَأَخَذْنَا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, and Allah says, we caught hold of the transgressors, بِعَذَابٍ بَئِيسٍ, with a severe punishment, بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ, because they transgressed. فَلَمَّا عَتَوْ عَمَّانُهُ. Now when they did this, قُلْنَا لَهُمْ, Allah Ta'ala's punishment was what? Allah told them, كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ, become apes, قِرَدَة, apes, خَاسِئِينَ, in a complete despicable, humiliated way. And Allah Ta'ala transformed them into apes. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should not play with. It is something serious. And Allah Ta'ala puts the people into Jahannam. That was the end we did today. It's a very, very frightening scene. Allah Ta'ala puts people into Jahannam. May Allah save us. And Allah says that when He will put into people into Jahannam, فَيَرْكُمَهُ, in Allah Ta'ala, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will sift out the good from the bad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put the bad together, and Allah will throw them into Jahannam in heaps, layer one on top of the other. Not that the person in Jahannam, he'll have his own private room and he'll be in comfort. No. Thrown in heaps. Like how we throw carcasses, just dump it into the bucky in the back, into the truck. Like that, the bodies will be just thrown one above the other in Jahannam. Stacks in layers. May Allah forgive us. May Allah protect us. May Allah give us hidayah. May Allah make us understand the Quran and take lessons from all these ayat that have been mentioned, especially the incidents of the people of the past. Allah showed us so many places that see, they were warned. Allah gave them chance. Allah gave them opportunities to make amends, to make tawbah, istighfar. Now we mustn't follow the same way and fall into the same destruction that they fell into. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.